So it's Christmas weekend, and as so many people will be celebrating with family, Sperry fought for the 13,000 elderly people in Surrey spending Christmas alone, according to figures from Age UK, which is the country's largest charity working with older people. Meanwhile, nationally, over 1.2 million older people will be on their own over the festive period. Here in Surrey, the branch of the charity have come up with the idea of combating loneliness. They've got a cafe culture social group. Di Cheeseman is the community support and development manager at Age UK. And Di, I suppose, explain what the cafe culture is then.
Oh, hi. Well, cafe culture really was an idea linked with, because a lot of cafes have been set up in day centres now for older people, and it was really trying to sort of encourage people maybe to use your everyday cafe in the high street, and hopefully that way we would reach people maybe who wouldn't go into a day centre. It wouldn't be something they would think about. So
what,
it was
what, because they're embarrassed about that, or they just, for what reason?
Sometimes people, it's not something that they've ever thought of doing. They might not even know about them sometimes. A lot of people sometimes say, well, I'm too young to go to a day centre. And I think sometimes it's also quite nice. What I liked about cafe culture is that actually people are mixing with sort of all age groups. So, you know, what's great about Cranley is because it's sort of run from 2 till 4, about 3:30, young mums come in with their kids. So even though there might not be that conversation with our group, and they get to mingle with other people as well. So I think that's quite nice.
All right, you've got them in Cranley and Staines. How have those two groups that you've got going already worked out?
Cranley we set up in February, and that's going really, really well. It wasn't ever sort of something that that you have to come to. It's just a sort of drop-in if you feel like it. So we get a sort of probably a regular, when I say regular, it's not always the same people, but about 10 people each session, which is really good. We, you know, that's, you know, beyond, I suppose, what we hoped we would get. We've probably got a membership for that group of about 30-odd people. And they've just really heard about it from sort of local papers and flyers that we've sent out. And they're people that actually, a lot of the people who go to that as well are people that we wouldn't have known in before. So that's going really well. The one in Staines, which is in Knockcuts, that only launched about 8 weeks ago. So that's a little bit slower at the moment, but we get to between sort of 3 and 5 people at the moment come along to that.
Okay, and I know you've got this new one launching in Guildford. Let's talk specifically about Christmas, and it can be a lonely time for some elderly people, can't it?
Absolutely. Well, I think what's brilliant about sort of talking about the one that we're doing in Guildford, so with Bill's restaurant, is Bill's are also doing a Christmas morning, coffee morning. So for between 10 and 12, they're opening their doors, because they don't open on Christmas Day. They're opening their doors to people who can get there to have coffee and nibbles, which is really nice. So, and they've had a really good response. But yeah, a lot of people sort of find Christmas very lonely time, especially, I think we're sort of looking at figures around two-fifths of people who are lonely are widows, and really find Christmas a very lonely time.
So, look, we're going to be on all the time, and some people might listen to the radio, they might watch TV. What can they get from Age UK then, do you think?
From Age UK, we've got things like our Making Connections, which is our, call it a befriending type service. So that's something that people can link into and have support from a volunteer who might come in once a week and support somebody. It might be short-term intervention to get people back on their feet, because sometimes if somebody's been bereaved, they might only need sort of that little bit of encouragement to get them back out and join in groups again. There's a variety of things that we can do, and also obviously our cafe culture where people can drop in when they want to, so there's no regular, it's when people feel like it. And we've got a variety of other services as well, so we've got a counselling service, help at home service, so there's a variety of things that people can link into.
Di, have a happy Christmas to you.
Thank you, and to you.
We should mention Cafe Culture, that's inaugural sessions in the new year on Tuesday the 9th of Jan, and basically running between 3 and 5, and will continue at that time every week at Bill's Restaurant in Guildford on High Street. More information, you can give a call on this number, which is 01483 503 414.